Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. I'm your host, Dean Pologa, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, June 25th, 2017. Just the other day, on the 21st, we celebrated the beginning of summer, or as they call it in the Russian homeland, Ivan Den, St. John's Day. It was the summer solstice festival, occurring when the sun reached its highest point, and resulting in the year's longest day and shortest night. It was also the highest point for the crops, signaling the arrival of the most important event in the peasants' year-round schedule, the harvest. So the eve of St. John's Day was a special day for the boys and girls of the village. They would meet in a particular place, usually at a hill above the village, where they would make a bonfire, sing songs connected with St. John's Day, dance, and have a lot of fun. This custom known as Sobitka was most widespread in the western part of the Prešov region. In the village of Jakubiane, near the town of Stara Ljubovnja, the custom is kept alive even today. The local boys will dip torches in pitch, light them, then walk with them up to the nearest hills where they start several imposing bonfires. Then they are joined by the village girls burning each a bundle of straw with which to feed the fire. And we start off today's program by going to Jakubiane on this Ivan Den celebration, and this is called Nashya Toho Yana.
Дівчата, уж прийшли хлопці. Та подьме прескакувати Соботку, бо смоті, яке уж велике огні, бо гне знайдовша ніч, гне Святого Яна.
Thank you.
And now for some sad news from the Russian homeland in Slovakia. On Wednesday, June 21st, longtime Russian activist Ivan Bandurić passed away at the age of 83. Ivan was leader of the regional office of the Rusinska Obroda organization in Bardejo. Ivan was born on June 7, 1934, in the village of Strihovci in the Snina district. In addition to being the regional head of Rusinska Obroda in Bardejo, Ivan was a longtime board member for the Slovak Government Council for Minorities, a writer for the Rusyn newspaper and radio broadcasts. He was former director of the Bardejo District Monument Administration and organizer of historic monuments restoration. Ivan was responsible for the complete renovation of Bardejo's historic town square, which in the year 2000 was selected by UNESCO as one of its World Heritage Sites. Ivan worked hard and was a great resource, not only in Rusyn affairs, but in Slovak cultural affairs. For everything that he worked for to make Rusyn culture in Slovakia better, we owe him a great debt of gratitude. I was fortunate enough to meet Ivan many times, and every time we would go to Bardejo, all you would have to do is give Ivan a call, and if the museums were closed on that day or something wasn't open, he would go and open it up for you. He was a great man, Ivan Bandurić. Funeral services were held on Friday, June 23rd, at the main cemetery in Bardejo. Vichnaya jemu pamiat Ivan Bandurić. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, either sponsoring an entire broadcast or in part, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, rusynradio@c-rs.org. rusynradio@c-rs.org. We are talking about the Sobitka celebration, especially in the village of Jakubiane, where the boys would go up to the hills. And we're going to keep that same theme, and we're going to go back to Folklorny Ensemble Kečera from Jakubiane, where the ladies are going to sing about the hills in Jakubiane. This is Jakubianske hore. I would like to send this next song out to Marianne Sivak, who is the president of the Carpatho Rusyn Society. Marianne is from the village of Jakobiane, which is in Spiš County. So Marianne, this one is for you. Enjoy.
Jakubianska hora.
Pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. That's 1-800-722-4428. And don't forget to mark down on your calendars Byzantine Family Day at Kennywood Park. This will take place on Thursday, July 27th at Kennywood. This is the 97th Ruskiy Den, 97th Russian Day, also today known as annual GCU and Byzantine Family Day at Kennywood Park. Prepaid discount tickets and catered lunch tickets may be purchased through the GCU. Fun Day tickets are $24. Senior Fun Day, ages 55 and older, $14. Super Senior Fun Day tickets, those age 70 and above, $9.99. Catered lunch, $15 for those 11 and older. Those 10 and under are $8. So to get your tickets for Kennywood's Byzantine Catholic Family Day, sponsored by the GCU. Give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Зеленье жито, полное пипиня, зимче полюбило одного легиня, зимче полюбило одного легиня. Кошели жито, не стало пипиня, дівчине мне може забудь далегиня, дівчине мне може забудь далегиня. Не плач, варне дівче, так і то легіні, їх любов є метака, як веце пипіні, їх любов є метака, як веце пипіні.
The Carpatho-Russian Society will be participating in the 16th Annual Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International Conference, which will take place from October 17th through the 21st at the Hyatt Regency Pittsburgh International Airport. There will be many discussions on Carpatho-Russians, and on Saturday there will also be performances by the Slovyanit Folk Ensemble. I'll give you more information on this in the upcoming months, but mark your calendars, October 17th through October 21st, Carpatho-Russian Society and Russian Discussions and Participation in the 16th Annual Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International Conference. For more information, you can go to their website, cgsi.org, cgsi.org. The Eastern Pennsylvania chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents Wooden Churches of Eastern Europe. This will take place on Saturday, July 15th, beginning at 10 a.m., running until noon, at Penn State Lehigh Valley Campus, room 207 in Center Valley, Pennsylvania. Dr. Michelle Parvensky will present a riveting presentation on her ongoing research over the past 20 years of the wooden churches in Eastern Europe. Her pictures highlight the architecture and profound beauty of these magnificent churches. All are welcome and the event is free. So that is Saturday, July 15th, 10 until noon, Penn State Lehigh Valley Campus, room 207, in Center Valley, Pennsylvania. And this is the Eastern Pennsylvania chapter's presentation, Wooden Churches of Eastern Europe, by Dr. Michelle Parvensky. For more information, contact Sharon at area code 610-759-2628. That's Sharon, 610-759-2628.
Коло банчурика виросла я така невелика, невелика, ані хлопця нема, ніч то зато я сиго поглидам. Під я собі горі селом зайду, та я собі три фраєра найду.
Joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Be sure to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming live during broadcast time on the station's webpage WPITradio.com and accessible and archived any time of the day or night on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se a krasny tyzden. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!